story knows that God began to do a miracle, and the oil and the meal never ran out for her. Every time she went back, there was always enough. And here's the spiritual law. When you follow the Lord and give, He will always provide enough. If you believe that, you can give today with a gracious spirit of joy. Let me pray for you. Father, as we receive this offering, will your blessings right now, we just ask that your blessings right now be upon every family. Lord, bless our jobs, our careers, our sons, our daughters, our physical being, every plan, every dream, every vision that you've given us, empower it. Touch us, Lord, today. Draw us close to you as we walk down these aisles. May we just be ever closer to your voice and to your heart and just know you personally up close. Bless every family now as they come. And Lord, we thank you for this offering. We thank you for this church and for our pastor. Bless it all, Lord, to your glory and your praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Come, let's give to the Lord.
Thanks to Chris Lee for putting that together. And the reason Chris was not in many of those shots or any of them was he was doing all of the filming. And Chris Lee was our team leader and did an outstanding job. For those who are not aware, we just returned late last night. Actually, we landed and I got home and into bed a little bit after one. We landed just before midnight last night from Guatemala City, and we spent a week down with Medical Missions Ministry, and it was a fantastic week. And the best way I know to tell the story is to get five or six of the team members to share from their perspective. So I'm going to introduce them, and then they're going to share on that mic. You can just pass it down. Josh, first mission trip. Josh Hames, ladies and gentlemen. The first mission trip Josh and I went on was 26 years ago, and we did our reunion this year. Next will be Christy Allen. And then Lily Halpin, who we call the Bloom. She earned a nickname because she is blossoming. And I call her the Bloom.